Across America, BP supports more than 275,000 jobs to keep energy flowing. Jobs like updating turbines at one of our Indiana wind farms, and producing more oil and gas with fewer operational emissions in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
Bad things about edibles. No, I don't like smoking because smoking just, I hate it. Just bothers me. I'm not a big smoker, never have been. I mean, smoking weed, I mean. Have they found bad things about edibles yet? Because that will suck when that happens. Not that I'm doing edibles every night because it burns you out, but it's a nice buzz if you want one, you know?
Well, if you...
It should be legal in most states eventually, unless you live in Nebraska or Iowa, you know?
If you Google bad things about edible weed, the first things that come up are poisoning, which I think
But that's something outside that would poison it, though.
You'd have to eat a lot.
I got that. Okay.
Heart racing or paranoia.
Well, duh.
It's like, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's all side effects of smokable weed.
Just being high, right? Yeah.
Because drowsiness, anxiety and panic attacks, vomiting, hallucinations, paranoia, impaired motor ability.
Okay,
this is all short-term stuff.
I'm talking about serious stuff.
Yeah, this is all short-term stuff.
No, they're talking about people who, like my wife, seriously react to edibles.
Oh, she just really,
She freaks out. No, yeah. Even like 10 milligrams, she'll freak out.
Well, yeah.
She is not compatible with THC. No, it's unfortunate.
No. Yeah. Which is funny because she's married to you.
Yeah.
How they just making love to you, right. That'd be THC all over that bear. Right?
Contact high.
All right. So two drinks a week. I'll get on that tonight. It's a Friday, too. So I'll just.
All right. Do you want to
start? I'll start
the,
tonight. Yeah.
The doctor's email here.
Well, we had a couple guys last week that just got a hold of us, and they drink 10, 12 a night for 20, 30 years, some of these guys. And they were both trying to just crazy amounts of alcohol. And what's the withdrawal? This is our doctor buddy, right?
Yeah. Justin says, we've covered alcohol use disorder, so I won't rehash it here. Other than to say it impacts 100 million people worldwide, and alcohol contributes to around 3 million deaths annually. So it's a lot. I'll do a marijuana comparison and report back to Governor Fumbler soon.
Yeah.
Alcohol withdrawal. Is your brain and nervous system reacting to the sudden removal or reduction of alcohol after a consistently high level of ingestion over a long period of time? No exact science to it, but generally the more alcohol over the longer period of time, the higher the risk. Also, genetic factors we don't fully understand. Alcohol, nervous system, depressant, all forms, even tequila. Sorry, Ron White. Based on how it alters neurotransmitters GABA, G-A-B-A, and glutamate in the morning. About half of the patients, with alcohol use disorder,
glutamate cracks me up.
Yeah, we'll have some withdrawal at some point. Starts between 6 and 48 hours after your last drink. It's usually mild: irritability, nausea, vomiting, tremors, craving, sweating, etc. But 20% of the time, it's severe: hallucinations, delirium, seizures, even death. Because so many people have alcohol use disorder, alcohol withdrawal is really common among hospital patients. We treat withdrawal using benzos and other nervous system depressants until the withdrawal ends. Todd also mentioned treatment, specifically Anabuse.
That's the drug that Landau was talking about.
Of alcohol oxidation that makes you feel like total crap if you drink it at all. If you drink it all. We don't use that much anymore. Medication-wise, naltrexone is the first choice, an opioid antagonist for most patients, followed by another thing I can't pronounce, but it's got some GABA and glutamate.
A camprazate?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Every time I hear these stories, though, it's like there's millions of guys and women, for that matter, that live to their early mid-80s, and they have a drink every damn day, you know?
Well, but that's having a drink every damn day is not having a 12-pack every day.
Right. No, those guys are ridiculous. Right. I get that. But, yeah, but they still put a lot of booze down. I mean, I know a ton of guys that I know a ton of my dad's friends, and they're all died in their mid-late 80s. And they were all drinkers, you know. They were all drinkers. So it is. There's a lot to do with the, you know, genetics.
He said that in the email. There are genetic factors we don't fully understand.
Right.
Do the guys drink?
My grandpa's 86. He drinks daily.
Yeah. Exactly. And he's still around. 86 is, he's beating the, and that's, he's well over the age of a guy dying his in the United States.
That keeps him happy and open-minded.
Right.
All right, to the guys drinking 12-plus beers a day for 20-plus years, taper down aggressively.
Yep.
3 to 5 days at a time, then stop. If you make it 30 days, maybe try for another 30 days. Either way, good for you for doing this. Talk to people who support you, care about you. Maybe join a group, see your doctor. Trust me, we've heard it all, especially related to alcohol.
If you heard it.
Right, yep. You need to drink again. Follow reasonable limits, maybe 12 a week instead of 12 a day. This is not
that's
failure.
Ridiculous. That's
right.
Ridiculous.
It would be tremendous progress and great for your health. A couple other quick things. I was out for a walk over the weekend, threw out a tester, and 100% asked my pants. Happens to the best of us.
And he's a doctor. It does happen to the best of us, man.
Out for a walk.
So wouldn't it be cool, though, if you were a guy that drank 12 beers a day, like our buddy earlier, we didn't say his name, and you cut down to 7 a day, that's cutting down.
Yeah.
And you still get to drink 7 beers a day.
I would think progress.
That'd be the way that I'd go, just 7 a day, you know? And then I would maybe take a day off. If you could make a full day, that's where probably withdrawals kick in. One day without it and come back and do 12 the next day, you know?
Well, just it's not take just every the, other,
sounds take like it's going to be a consistent taper.
Take, yeah.
Not like just the physical
like
thing.
Yeah. You know, like it's
mental.
Of course it's mental.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely both at that point.
The pop of the can at 4:10, he said, basically. He gets off work at 4.
4:03.
4:02. Yeah, 4:03, that's right. Which means it's in the car.
Doesn't sound like the mental withdrawal will kill you.
No, but
it's difficult.
Yeah.
But the mental withdrawal will be the thing that gets you back drinking again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I drink when I get a little bored sometimes.
Yep.
That's my trigger.
It's just right there. Your vodka's over there whispering at you. Todd.
It's almost 7:30 and you haven't touched me yet. What the hell?
That stuck to the tape and that was super creepy.
It was creepy.
It was. It's a very ominous tone.
Yeah, I haven't touched me yet.
Yeah, I like Matthew's email here. It just came in. Mad Men would have me believe they got drunk at work back in the day. I think it's just boomers thinking we shouldn't have fun.
Yeah, and they did get drunk. That was a real thing. Mad Men was not a fake story. They did. That was an everyday thing back in the day.
I still can't imagine.
Office workers.
I can't imagine working in that environment. You know, it's so different from what we've all experienced.
Oh, even smacking the secretary's ass?
Yeah, and having her go fill up your ice bucket for your bar that's sitting just right out in the open in your office.
Oh, yeah. You got a carafe
of
whiskey.
Martinis at noon.
Yeah.
You got gin. You got martini-making material.
It's just assumed that if you have an office and you work here, you're probably going to be S-faced for half the day.
Yes.
You know?
Well, they got stuff done, too, by the way, on that show.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they were
award-winning ad campaigns.
Yeah. That's right.
But I mean, you know, smoking and drinking all day in the office during work, like,
and then meeting for happy hour, whatever, after work, going to dinner,
and then it was still the day of, you know, I better have my dinner better be on the table and my slippers waiting for me when I get home. That
damn
kind of
right.
Crap.
Yeah.
Well, you're wasted.
You haven't touched me since it's 7 o'clock. You haven't touched me yet. That's right.
Man, that got weird.
7:30
slippers, right? Oh, 7:30.
A little nervous about 7:30.
Which is weird because I'm the exact opposite during the week. I like to have a drink a little earlier than that, so I'm not drinking it at 8 o'clock at night.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors. Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nice. Yeah, but you also like to stop.
I do stop, yes.
Yeah. See, that's the difference. Todd doesn't like to stop. He just likes to start drinking and then to bed.
I had a cool buzz and watched the latest Justified last night and fell asleep, you know.
One more.
I was going to say.
Next week's the finale.
This is a one-shot deal. He came back for just one thing, right?
But, okay. I mean, it's going
it
well.
It's kicking ass.
I could see them coming back with another short 8 or 10 episode run.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Timothy Oliphant went and got all fat.
No.
He can't play the character anymore.
No, he had his shirt off this year. He was hot, man.
He is still Oliphantastic.
Yes, he is. Yeah. How old is Oliphant? Is he 55? I think we talked about him already the other day.
Oh, let's see.
Okay. We're all just wet over Timothy Oliphant. I think every guy would want to look like that dude. That's why.
55.
You know? Oh, my God.
Wow.
I gotta stop this. That's just crazy. There was a third grade teacher. They showed the video last night in the news. She was showed up drunk.
No.
She wasn't a young lady either, by the way.
It sounded like she got drunk during the day.
Well, she said she was up till 3 in the morning, so she might have been drinking before. But she had a cup of wine on her desk, yes.
Yeah, she said that she was trying to plead that she was just still drunk from the night before.
Right, she was, but she had a cup of wine.
But one of the administrators was like, no, you were fine this morning.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, they showed it on ABC News. They had cameras in there.
It was body cam footage from the cop. Yeah.
So she's sitting there and she claimed it was juice and there's a breathalyzer sitting there on her desk. A third grade teacher, and she wasn't young, man.
0.24
three times over the legal limit.
She was hammered. Wasted.
How old is she? But she looked like she was at least in her 50s.
Oh yeah, she was in her 50s. Like
okay, yeah. First day, she got screwed ass. Teaching's tough, man.
You're so drunk that third graders go, you're drunk.
I remember my high school.
Yeah, if they notice, you're super drunk.
I remember, I'm thinking back on it now, I don't think he was drunk. He was hungover, though. My head football coach was like, coach, he teaches like social studies. So I had a social studies class with him. And once a week or so, he was just sitting up there like just burned out, you know. And he would hand everybody a Newsweek magazine. Back in the day, or Time, whatever like that.
Say, read.
Yeah, he handed everybody the magazine.
Give you the weekly reader.
Read today, basically. Just read. No, wait, one week. It was just high school, Todd. No, it was actually a Time magazine or Newsweek, and we got to read the magazine the whole class. Even then, at that age, you don't even want to read those magazines. You just sat there and screwed around.
Our teachers would just put on a movie.
Yeah,
Rolling the cart.
Now, they weren't drunk. I just know he was a little, looking back at it, he was only about 27, 28 years old. He was probably just hungover, you know.
This lady got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. She's drunk in class or what?
Public intoxication was the charge.
Drunk in public, right,
And she'll probably lose her job, you know.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
You can't be drunk with the kids.
There were rumors that swirled around my high school that the accounting teacher, who was also my golf coach, had a little something in his desk, and he would nip at it throughout the day.
I bet that happens a lot.
I bet it does, too.
Back in the day, Todd. You know it happened in the day more.
Yeah.
It was more acceptable back then.
Yeah. Even when you guys were kids, man, you and Puss there, Nick.
I bet it was happening a lot more back then, because I think, kid, you know, you're more in tune to it, I guess, nowadays. I think you're more apt to get caught.
Drunk. Right. Yeah.
You're more apt to get caught these days, it seems.
Yeah. And now you can do a little edible for lunch. Just float through the afternoon.
Sixth period.
A lot of fellow teachers probably didn't care about their buddy being a little buzzed either, man. You don't drink? Oh, yeah.
Give me a shot of that.
I mean, there's a little buzzed, and then there's 0.24. She was
hammered.
Wasted.
Yeah. She had to show up a little drunk.
And like you said, the kids are a little more aware now, so.
Yeah.
Some little narc.
But the best part, it was the first day. I could see, next May when she's just done. Oh, I'm just done, you know? But it was the first day.
Oh, she's been done since pandemic.
You're right.
That was probably how she was spending her summer.
Todd sent me a story. I saw it 2 days ago, but he sent it to us in the email yesterday about It is my nightmare. My nightmare is more the actual chair lift at a falling down. But this is a cable car, same thing, because I was in a cable car at Breckenridge last summer. What is that called? Peak 9, Puss?
Peak 8.
Okay,
Peak 8.
You were in a gondola.
Yeah, you were in a gondola.
I was in a gondola, and there was an older couple in there with us, me and my kids and my wife. And I kept my head down and just looked down to the ground, my kids were all laughing at me, and the older people probably thought, this guy's such a puss. But I hate being in those things, man. Sorry, puss. I hate being in those things. And what happened? 8 people? They didn't die, but they got saved?
No, they got them, but they had to hang out up there for a little while.
They were dangling for a long time.
Pakistan. Where was it?
Mountainous part of Pakistan.
I think the Pakistani OSHA's not that great.
No. When they say a cable car, I think they kind of mean those mass transit where, you know, you can get, 10, 15, 20 people in the car and it goes up to the top of the mountain or whatever.
Still the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing to me.
The gondola is a little more intimate.
Yeah, but they're both, they all freak me out because you're hanging. Anytime you're hanging from anything, I like rides or anything.
When you say cable car, I think of the thing on rails in the streets of San Francisco.
No.
This I think of more like this is more like a gondola, what I'm seeing.
This is hanging.
Images I'm seeing, you're hanging over a ravine.
Right.
How long were they up there?
Oh, like 12 hours.
Did they just pee off the side?
I would assume. Why not?
What about poo?
Right.
Well, that,
12 hours up there, I might be pooing eventually.
That probably happened about as soon as the thing stopped.
Philosophical question.
You hold my hands, I'm going to hang my butt off the side here.
You've said that before.
I did say that. I got to poop, man. Sorry, dudes. You know.
Yeah, it says they used they used makeshift chair lifts and to try to get people off and then slide them down the cables or something. It looked pretty risky.
Yeah, none of it sounds safe.
No,
but they all survived. Well, once again, a Pakistani OSHA is probably not the best. Their HR people in Pakistan might not be that great, you know?
This line right here. Rescuers then used the cable, keeping the gondola from plunging into the valley as a zip line to rescue the rest of the stranded late into Tuesday night.
See, this thing looks like it's probably higher than any gondola at any ski resort, at least that I've been to.
Oh, yes.
I know they can get people off of lifts by, tossing a line up there.
Yeah, this is hundreds of meters above a canyon in a remote mountainous part of Pakistan.
Yeah, that's scary enough right there.
So they would have to get a helicopter and a harness. I don't know how they got everybody off. I'm not seeing the video of that.
Yeah, they somehow rigged something up to slide them down the cables. Like some sort of chair that they can put people in, hook them in, and then slide them down the cable. So,
yeah. It's one of those things we saw at the end of the last couple episodes of what was that called? Plus, we both watched it.
Of Succession.
Yeah, up in the mountains somewhere in Europe.
They're in Norway.